You can tell you're on the road that leads to the Sonoma County Central Landfill by the long line of idling dump trucks. The landfill sits on a formerly quiet street, bordered by pastures with cows and a wildlife refuge. Before the fires, there was no line of trucks, but now, with about 1 million tons of debris to clear after the October wildfires, and just about a quarter of it cleared so far, traffic to this landfill has picked up considerably.
Which is lovely out here. I mean, it's a beautiful place for a landfill.
Since the fire cleanup began about a month ago, the central landfill on Meacham Road has become one of the main sites accepting fire refuse. Opened in 1971, before the fires, it was taking in about 1,000 tons of garbage a day. Now, though, after the biggest natural disaster Sonoma County has seen, it takes in about 6 times what it used to on a daily basis.
That's a typical load right there. Maybe a little bit of rubble, a little bit of rebar or steel.
That's Peter Powells, director of operations at the landfill, owned by a company called Republic. The landfill has to process about 50 trucks an hour. And the journey from, say, the site of a burned home to its endpoint on Meacham Road can take a long time. Peter and I follow along.
So we are following one of the contractor's trucks that just left the scales on the way up to our cell.
Every parcel of waste taken from the site has first been wrapped in a layer of plastic, which Peter calls a burrito wrap, to make sure that the ash and dust don't contaminate the air during the journey over. He says there are lots of different considerations to make when disposing of fire debris, like making sure the ash and chemicals don't leach into the ground or get blown into the air. Scott Alonso with the county's health department says the increased amount of stress on the landfill has been something he and the county have been monitoring closely.
Fortunately, the landfill's prepared for it. They just built a new cell. They've sped up their measuring process. We're trying to make things efficient. We understand there may be wait times there, but these trucks need to be inspected. We have to get the right tonnage, and then they get processed.
The increase in debris removal has also meant an increase in dump trucks, which Scott says many residents have no doubt already noticed.
It's certainly an impact, even just on traffic, you know, driving on 101, driving in Santa Rosa. These trucks are out there. We see them every day. Traffic was already a problem here in Sonoma County before the fires, and it's certainly not any easier necessarily with these big guys on the road.
And more people and more machinery on site can mean more accidents. Last week, a contractor with debris removal company Ashbrit was fatally injured at the central landfill. Peter Powells couldn't comment on the accident, but he says his company is moving quickly and safely.
We're aware that people want to get their properties cleaned up quickly. They want to put the tragedy of October behind them. And so we feel like we're doing a part of that by trying to accept as much waste locally as we can, but without filling up the landfill, of course.
Cleanup is expected to continue into the first few months of 2018. According to Republic, the landfill has an 8 million ton capacity and should be able to handle all incoming fire debris. The fires will have taken 2 years off of what is called in the business the landfill's shelf life, but officials don't expect it to be filled for another 26 years. I'm Sarah Tan for KRCB's North Bay Report.